Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it is indeed a pleasure to welcome back a very special guest. This is the talented and fresh, the exciting and fresh. I can't remember the description.
Fresh and exciting.
Fresh and exciting. Aoife Clancy is back. Welcome back, Aoife.
It's nice to be back, Mike. Thank you for having me.
Nice to have you with us again. It's been a while. It's been
almost
a couple of years, I think.
I think it has been about at least 2 years. Yeah.
We were doing a pretty regular thing there for a while where we'd have you on maybe every 6 months or so, and probably did, 4 or 5 shows, I would guess, over the first few years. And then the world got busy for you.
It
and you've
did.
Been here, there, and everywhere. We're going to find out all about Aoife Clancy's adventures. She is a singer, songwriter, Grammy-nominated person that has been singing for many, many years, her whole life, as a matter of fact. For those of you that are new to Conducting Conversations, if you recognize the name Clancy, you will know that her dad was one of the famous Clancy brothers, Bobby Clancy. And so you've been doing this a long time.
Long, long time.
Your
I was going to say
life,
too many almost, years. All my whole life.
Almost 30 years, that means, right?
A little over that, actually. But we won't go any further than that.
27, 28, something like that.
Exactly.
Now, the Clancy brothers, how a lot of people know you, and that's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. When they know your name, they recognize the name. But you are not necessarily doing the same kind of music that your dad did.
No, I'm not. I grew up with that music, traditional Irish music, and my father taught me those songs, the more ballads, when I was very, very young. And then, but he also was very open to different types of genres of music. So he would introduce me to like Odetta and Kate and Anne McGarrigle, and he loved blues as well.
Hmm.
And he'd always say, sing whatever you feel like, just sing it, as long as you're enjoying it. So that's what I loved about my father. He didn't kind of say, you only have to do the Irish, because that's what he did himself and the ballads. And of course, as you know, a lot of the Clancy Brothers songs were rebel-rousing songs and red-haired Mary, don't. I just don't picture me singing those songs.
Right, a lot of people would think of them as Irish pub songs.
Exactly. Or, and my voice lends itself more to the softer ballads, folk music, you know. So, and I did some of those songs like Go Lassie Go, stuff like that, The Parting Glass, Red is the Rose, all those ballads. I've done those. But now I've branched out a little different, you know, a different direction with this new configuration, this band that I'm in, the Jammin' Divas. But
you have a group called the Jammin' Divas.
The Jammin' Divas, yes.
And they have been performing all over the world. You were in Australia, I know.
We were,
And Japan or
where? No, Japan is on the we did a tour of Australia for about a month in February, which was nice to get out of New England in February and to go over to the summer
down under
for a month. And then we did a tour of Israel for 2 weeks.
Israel,
in
okay.
May.
Japan, Israel, it's almost the same.
Japan, Israel.
Yeah, I knew there was another place. Relatively
they
exotic,
sound similar.
But certainly not Massachusetts, but we're fortunate enough in New England to have you living in New England, in Massachusetts, and nearby Massachusetts. And we're also fortunate to have you on the show tonight because you weren't supposed to be here. You were supposed to be back in Ireland.
I was supposed to be back in Ireland, yes.
But fate had it.
Fate had it. I sold my house.
There you go. Put
very
your house
quickly
on the market and sold it quicker than you expected. So now you have to wrap all that up.
Yeah, so I'll go after everything is sorted, you know. I'm looking forward to it.
So you're back to Ireland, mostly to visit family and friends?
Yeah, usually it is to visit. When I go back to Ireland, I don't gig an awful lot. You know, I might do 1 or 2 gigs here and there with my sister and my brother-in-law, but it's usually just for fun, you know, pleasure, just to hang out with my family. And
right. Now, some of the other groups that people might know you from, there's something called the Clancy Legacy that you've performed with many times, right? And who's in that?
with my cousin Robbie O'Connell. The original Clancy Legacy had three of us, myself, my cousin Robbie O'Connell, and Donald Clancy, Liam's son. And then we made a CD, The Clancy Legacy, and Donald said, I'm going home to Ireland.
That was enough of that.
So he did, and but myself and Robbie continued on, and we had a bass player, Eric Wendelken from Nantucket, wonderful upright bass player and singer, and he also plays mandolin, and a fiddle player called George Keith from Michigan originally, but living in Boston. So we continued on as a Clancy Legacy with Robbie O'Connell, Aoife Clancy kind of band.
Well, we will get to where you're going to be with Jammin' Divas in particular, because that's some exciting things coming up for that group and keeps you very active. But let's listen to a little music. And today you brought three CDs with you, one with the Jammin' Divas and then two solo CDs that you have that we've had the good fortune to play before. But let's start with Jammin' Divas. And this first track, number six, is what?
It's called The Day She Day. And it was written by my brother-in-law, who's from Wales originally. And if you want a little background of the song,
sure.
It's my brother-in-law, Raylan Tavey is his name, and my sister, Roisin, and their three kids decided to move from Wales back to Ring in County Waterford, where my mother is from originally. And so they moved back there about, well, 3 or 4 years ago. Now, the name of this area, it's an old Gaeltacht area, which is an Irish-speaking area. So everybody's first language is Irish. They speak English as well, but it's an old Gaeltacht area. And the name of that area, if you go back, is called the Daisha, the old Daisha. They just used to call it because of tribal people who came there many years ago, and they were called the Daisha people. So they call it the Daisha. And he wrote this song, The Daisha Day, and it's loosely based on my father's story about going over to America, helping his brothers form the Clancy Brothers, then coming back to Ireland and playing in my grandmother's pub, Mooney's Pub, which is in Ring in County Waterford, where my father met my mother, and the wonderful music sessions that they would have there. Especially in the small side of the pub, they'd have these lovely, wonderful little sessions. So he kind of, it's about that and about the music and how rich the area is in music and the traditional Irish music. And I can relate to it because I've been at those sessions and they go on till 5, 6 in the morning.
Oh, okay, well.
But they're wonderful. They're great.
We'll hear more about that after we listen to the song.
Sometimes a young man, sometimes an old man, sometimes I'm both inside a day. The breeze consoles me, the sea reminds me of all the worlds that came my way. Day is long and easy. The cumbrous skies are darkening blue. And as we raise the parting glasses, I know that I'm home. With you, the ship was waiting, my brothers calling, my youth was burning like the sun. The shore was ebbing towards my leaving, just like a chapter said and done. The day she day is song and easy. The cumbrous skies are darkening blue.
supporting classes know that I'd warm again with you. Drifting, the sky is clearing. I hear an echo of a song. Alas, you're going, a roving, a journey dreaming all night long. Today is long and easy. The cumbrous sky is darkening blue. And as we raise our parting glasses, I know that I'm home.
Beautiful music provided by Aoife Clancy and the Jammin' Divas. And let's talk a little bit about the group and who the other people are.
Sure.
It shows on the CD cover four very attractive ladies. You, of course, being the most attractive and refreshing and fresh.
Exciting.
Exciting. But talk about the other three.
Okay, so the other three ladies in the band are Kath Buckle, who comes from Australia originally. I met Kath in Israel years ago. I was doing a tour around Israel. I was doing some festivals and folk clubs. And right before I left Israel, I did this wonderful festival called Jacob's Ladder in the north of Israel, which we did this last time we were over. And I thought she was a wonderful singer and songwriter. She was only 21 at the time. I mean, I think she's turning 30 tomorrow.
That's so she's same age as you.
Give or take a few years. So anyway, long story short, I thought she was a wonderful singer. I said, you know, if you ever come to the States, look me up. I'd love to play some music with you. So about 2 years later, the phone rings and she said, I'm here. I'm in Chicago and I'm coming to Boston. I said, great. So she came down and stayed in Boston. And then she was going to go back to Australia for a while, get her visa sorted and then come back to New York. In the meantime, I had met Becky Chase at a place called the Mattapoisett Inn. She was playing down there and I got friendly with Becky and I loved her voice. I still love her voice. And I said, God, I'd love to do some work with you if you're ever interested in a, you know, getting together.
In a group type thing.
Yeah. Myself and this other girl from Australia were talking about doing it. She's a songwriter too. And she said, yeah, let me know. Anyway, I keep saying long story short and I keep making it longer, but this is the end of it. So anyway, the opportunity presented itself one night, actually at the Mattapoisett Inn. Zana Camioni is a woman I know who runs concert venues and they used to have a room in the back they used to have concerts in. And she said, listen, this band from Australia can't make it. Their visas didn't come through and I need a band for the weekend after this. Can you do it or do it with Kath? Because she knew Kath. And I said, yeah. And I said, you know, Becky's here tonight. Why don't I ask her? So I said to Becky, you want to do this? And she said, sure. We got together 2 hours before the gig, the day of the gig. And I remember telling Zana, she said, well, what are you going to call yourselves? And I'm like, I don't know. I mean, I jokingly said, well, we're jamming. Let's not make it, quote, unquote, official gig because we're really, it's just kind of a jamming around Robin thing. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, we're all divas in our own right. And she said, well, that sounds Jam and Divas. Let's go with that. And I said, yeah, it's only a one-off thing. We'll just go with the Jam and Divas. So I just gave the name the Jam and Divas. We did the gig. We did a round robin. We all have good ears for harmonies and stuff. And we all kind of chimed in on each other's songs with harmonies. And the show went down great. We were asked to do another show that night. We're like, okay, we'll just go, keep going. And one thing led to another. And then Kath had met Hadar Neuberg, who's from Israel, flute player from Israel. And she does arrangements for songs as well. She's a great ear. She's perfect pitch. She's one of these people. She's just amazing. So she came on board and she started doing the arrangements and harmonies. And then it kind of just took off. One thing led to another. We started doing the APAP showcases and we got more work from that. We had an agency in Florida who booked us, who took us on. And then Beck left about last November and Nicole Saraitis came on board. And she's been touring with us since. And in the meantime, then this agency who also represents Livingston Taylor, wonderful Livingston Taylor and Tom Chapin, another wonderful folk singer, said, you know, it would be great to have a show with you all together. I think this would really be a great idea. Mm-hmm. So we just did our first show April in Connecticut. So we collaborate in some songs and some harmonies and now we have what we call LTD, Livingston Tom and Divas show. Great. So we're going to be doing a few shows are coming up with Livingston Taylor and Tom Chapin.
Excellent.
Oh, it's a wonderful show, actually. It really is, because they have their own backing bands, too. So it's a great sound, you know.
Well, very, very good. All right. Well, let's listen to another song before we take a break. And this is track 7. And this is back. This is actually with Becky now, right, on this recording, right?
Yes, this is a recording with Becky.
And what song is this?
This is Weary Drover, but it's Kath Buckle singing Weary Drover. This is a poem by Henry Lawson, the Australian poet, and she often does, she gets poems from Australia and from Australian poets and puts music to them, and this is one of those songs.
All right, we'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of Aoife Clancy.
Across the rolling plains, well, a young drover comes riding home again. Beyond the hazy Dado and against the lower skies, a young blue line of rangers, a homestead. Ooh, station lies. In Fifthwood, the drover jogs through the lazy noon, while hobble chains and tinware sounding to a tune. And arrows fill the heavens with storm clouds inky black. At times the lightning trickles around, around the drover's track. And the weary drover carries on. Before the flood shall rise, thunder growls of warning, the ghastly lightning gleams. Sir Drover turns his horse to swim. bleeds in sorrow for the drover who sleeps. Among the
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Aoife Clancy, and we're talking about Aoife's latest group, Jammin' Divas, and we've been listening to a couple songs from their latest CD. Aoife, there's a website people can go to and find out more about you and the group, right?
Sure, it's just www.thejamindivas.com.
Jammin', J-A-M-I-N.
J-A-M-M-I-N.
Two M's, okay.
Yes. And it's the Jammin' Divas.
The Jammin' Divas. All right. We don't want to send them to the wrong place. Well, what could actually be maybe even easier, because there's probably not another website like this, is your own, which is linked to that.
Yeah.
Which is your name, Aoife Clancy.
AoifeClancy.com. A-O-I-F-E.
Clancy.
Yes.
C-L-A-N-C-Y.
I presume they know how to spell that.
Right. And both of those websites are very informative. There's pictures, there's availability of CDs, and we'll play a couple of Aoife's older CDs towards the end of the program. But right now, I just want to mention that last song we listened to, I noticed it starts off with a pretty good bass player playing in the background.
Yes, we have a wonderful bass player who plays with us, not all the time, for the bigger venues. He plays with us in the Performing Arts Center. His name is Craig Aiken, and he's phenomenal. Again, he's a jazz background as well. Mm-hmm. So there's a really cool section in the middle of the show with himself and Hadar Nyberg, the woman who plays the flute, who's jazz background, and they do this improvisational piece. They don't know what they're playing. He starts in the bass, she just comes in,
part.
And it's great. It's and it's like, wow, it always turns out wonderful in the end. Like, now, what if you make a mistake?
Oh, I know. You just who knows
you
if
just
they
go
make
with
a mistake.
It.
Just keep going,
who
right?
Who knows exactly?
Now, during the commercial break, I was telling you about our worldwide listening audience via the web, where mm-hmm. we have people all over. We've had emails from Taiwan and Hong Kong and Paris and Dubai and lots of interesting places, and including all of New England, obviously, mm-hmm. and New York. And you're going to be in New York in a couple weeks, August 20th.
August 20th. Chautauqua? Did I say that correctly?
Yeah.
New York. It's an LTD concert, Livingston, Tom, and Divas.
So it's Livingston Taylor along with you and Tom. And
Tom Chapin.
Tom Chapin, right.
And it's in Chautauqua. If you look at the website, the Jammin' Divas website, it'll tell you where it is. I guess it's like an amphitheater, an outdoor amphitheater. So it's supposed to be a really cool area, actually.
All right. And that's going to be on August 20th, which is August 20th is a Wednesday night?
Wednesday night.
All right. So I just want to make sure I wasn't...
I guess they have concerts there all the time, outdoor concerts, so...
And but the biggest and the freshest will be with you.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's get to another piece of music from the Jammin' Divas. This one is called Rockin'...
The Cradle.
The Cradle.
Yes, this is a song, an old traditional song that I heard a version by a singer that I performed with years ago, went on tour with her. Her name is Belinda Jones. She's from England. And again, Belinda used to love to get these old songs and rearrange them and do her own music, write her own music to them. And this is one of the songs. And I love the theme, of course, because it's Rockin' the Cradle. It's basically about a fella who's left at home, rocking the cradle, a baby that's not even his own, while his wife goes out every night and parties and has a good old time for herself.
Hmm.
I know.
That's interesting.
Right. Isn't it interesting?
Okay, let's give it a listen.
As I was walking one fine summer's morning by the clear river, walked all alone, heard an old man making sad lamentations, rocking the cradle and the child not his own. Hi ho, hi ho, hi laddie laddie, perhaps your old daddy will never be known. Sitting here sighing, rocking a cradle, nursing a baby that's none of my own. A year has gone by since I first met your mother. I thought like a fool that I was blessed with a wife. I
plan to my sorrow, my grief and vexation. She's proved to be torture and plague to my life. Hi-ho, hi-ho, hi-la-de-la-ee-see. Perhaps your old daddy will never be known. I'm sitting here sighing, rocking a cradle, nursing a baby that's none of my own. She goes out every night to a ball or a party, leaves me here rocking the cradle alone. This innocent baby, he calls me his daddy. It's little that he knows that he's none of my own. Hi-ho, hi-ho, hi-la-de-la-ee-see. Perhaps your own daddy will never be known. I'm sitting here sighing, rocking a cradle, nursing a baby that's none of my own. Well, my wife, she comes home at the heel of the evening. She calls to me smartly, the kettle put down. She sits at the table and soon she'll be drinking. Frank Ockle, where are you? Come and rock the child sound. Hi-ho, hi-ho, hi-la-de-la-ee-see. Perhaps your own daddy will never be known. I'm sitting here sighing, rocking a cradle, nursing a baby that's none of my own. So come all you young men who are inclined to be married, take my advice, leave the women alone. For by the Lord Harry, if ever you marry, you're soon to be rocking the cradle alone. Hi-ho, hi-ho, hi-la-de-la-ee-see. Perhaps your own daddy will never be known. I'm sitting here sighing, rocking a cradle, nursing a baby that's none of my own. Hi-ho, hi-ho, hi-la-de-la-ee-see. Perhaps your own daddy will never be known. Sitting here sighing, rocking a cradle, nursing a baby that's none of my own. Nursing a baby that's none of my own. Nursing a baby that's none of my own.
Aoife, this next track is going to be probably very familiar to our entire audience, because it's a song that a lot of people have heard perhaps in different forms of music, but it's called White Cliffs of Dover. As I recall, it was a World War One song or World War Two. I can't remember
World
which.
World War Two, I think. It was Walter Kent and Nate Burton did the arrangement. And it was sung, Vera Lynn used to sing it.
Right.
And they wrote it about, the White Cliffs of Dover off the coast of England. And it was around the time of the war, and in the song, there's mention of a child, like Jimmy will go to sleep in his own little room again. And it's about peace over the White Cliffs, when there will be peace again over the White Cliffs. I guess you send the children away sometimes during war times when it was bad to live in different places so they would be safe.
Right.
And I've always loved the song because my grandmother, my mother's mother, we called her Mammy Mooney, used to sing this when I was younger. And I loved the melody. And again, when I was younger, I didn't quite know what the song was all about. But that's what the song is about.
Well, basically, it's hope, and there'll be
exactly a song
be
of hope and peace.
Again.
And you know, the funny thing is, there's apparently no bluebirds in England at all. In Britain, these guys wrote it, were American, and they didn't realize there's no bluebirds in England. But that's irrelevant because it sounds nice.
But it does.
But I guess
nice.
The bluebirds represent the peace and the hope, and you know, the end of the war over the White Cliffs of Dover. Oh, but so yeah, this is just a simple arrangement of that song that I thought I'd like to include because of my grandmother singing it.
There'll be bluebirds over the White Cliffs of Dover tomorrow, just you wait and see. There'll be songs and laughter here on after tomorrow, when the world is free. The shepherd will count his sheep, the valleys will bloom again, and Jimmy will go to sleep in his own little room again. There'll be bluebirds over white cliffs of Dover. Tomorrow, just you wait and see. There'll be songs and laughter, hero laughter. Tomorrow, when the world is free.
Beautiful White Cliffs of Dover, as sung by Aoife. And a lot of people that listen to Conducting Conversations know that I sing in a vocal group, Aoife. And I noticed you started that last song off a cappella, which of course is my preference. But one of the things that I love about your voice and your other recordings is just so easy to listen to. Would you be what I would consider in my world, like the lead singer of the group, or do you share that with the others?
No, yeah, we share that. It's definitely shared.
Everybody has a little different
thing.
No one is just always harmonizing.
No, we actually harmonize on each other. We made a point of that. No, there's going to be no lead sing because we all sing. And so we decided, you know, we kind of even try and divide up the songs in the set. We do three each, and the other vocalists will do harmonies on their songs and stuff like that. So it's very even. I kind of started the band going, but my intention was not to have me as the lead vocalist. I wanted everybody to contribute equally to this band, and it's very much that. In fact, I have a tendency to step back and say, you do more. I've been there, I've done that.
Well, it's great music, and I look forward to being able to see the group live someday.
Yes.
If you ever get to this part of the country.
We've been in Sandy Woods, a few times.
Okay, yeah. That's a performance center, relatively small performance center in Tiverton.
Tiverton, that'd be nice. We did the Common Fence too, which is nice. So I can't remember if we're doing anything. I mean, again, go on the website because that's where all the information is.
You don't pay attention to such trivial details.
Well, because the Spire, I know we're doing. What?
Because you're exciting and fresh.
Exactly.
You don't have to pay attention.
Do I have to be everything besides exciting and fresh?
All right. Let's get one more piece of music in before we take the next break. And this is track number 4 on that CD.
Okay. This is from Becky Chase.
Okay.
The wonderful Becky Chase from Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
I lives in Barrington, Rhode Island. And this is a song she wrote called River, with our harmonies on it.
All right. We'll listen to that and then take a short break and be back with more of Aoife Clancy.
My sorrow, and I read
are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Aoife Clancy, and we're talking about the Jammin' Divas, their group that has been performing all over the world, and we've been listening to music from that. Now we're going to change gears a little bit and listen to one song from each of her two solo CDs coming up. And in the past, Aoife has been on Conducting Conversations with a young man named Eddie Dillon.
Yes.
And Eddie is a good friend and was appeared with the Clancy Brothers on tour at one point. And so you've known Eddie a long time, and you and he do a lot of things together.
I know. We've worked together. He comes to my house and fixes things when they're broken.
There you go.
But he's a wonderful songwriter, very prolific songwriter. He's written many, many songs, and they've been recorded by different artists. And this next song is a song, it's no exception, it's beautiful. It's a song called Love to Do Over. It's a love song, and I recorded it on a CD, Soldiers and Dreams, years ago.
All right, well, let's go right to that right now, and we'll come back and talk some more after we listen to Love to Do Over.
It's a lesson for food. They don't teach you life in a classroom in school. Just wait one more day before you walk away. You may spend your whole life wishing somehow you stay. If I had your love to do over, I would spend every minute with you. If I had your love to do over, I would spend every minute. Your heart, I would win it. Your life, I'd be in it again. When you wake in your bed, you hold her so tight. Let her know how you feel and do what is right. Words you'll regret are more easy to say than, darling, I love you, I always will stay. If I had your love to do over, I would spend every minute with you. If I had your love to do over, I would spend every minute. Your heart, I would win it. Your life, I'd be in it again. But I'm just a beggar for you, with my heart held open, it's true. Spare me a dime of your love sometime, 'cause I'm just a beggar. If I had your love to do over, I would spend every minute with you. If I had your love to do over, I would spend every minute. Your heart, I would. could win it, your life, I'd be in it again. Your life, I'd be in it again.
The beautiful Love to Do Over, written by our friend Eddie Dillon. And beautifully sung by Aoife. As long as we're talking about beautiful singing, we can also talk about the fact that you do beautiful teaching.
I do beautiful teaching. I am a beautiful teacher.
A beautiful teacher in that you deal with young children, you deal with adults, you deal with all kinds of levels.
I do. I was up in the Catskills there in East Durham for a week teaching. They have a whole music, Irish music week of...
Like a camp type
like
thing?
Like a camp thing, mm-hmm. Exactly. And teach fiddle, accordion, guitars, all in Irish style, traditional style. So I was teaching the Irish traditional song workshop. And I loved it. I got into teaching a good few years ago, about maybe 12 years ago. Never had any intention. I just, one of those things that fell into my lap. Somebody said to me, you know, you should pass on these songs that your father has taught you. And I'm like, who's going to be interested in those? And this man, Myron Brethels is his name, he said, you know, I do a camp and I think you'd be great. Just go in and talk about your experience and share your songs. So I said, okay. And I loved it.
Excellent.
So I kind of just really took to it. And so I've been doing them ever since. So I just, exactly what I do. And I also like to kind of get people over that hump of performing, mm-hmm. you know, in public. Because I found then that people in class would be very shy about performing. And I would pass on my father's advice and wisdom and say, you know, just sing from the heart. Enjoy it. Remember what you're getting out of it. Don't make it be all about the performance. It's about you as well. And it's great. Then these people, I'd see them singing songs at the various sessions throughout the week in the pubs mm-hmm. that they have. And it's lovely to see that it is being passed on.
It is. You know? It's a great feeling.
It is.
And people can also hire you locally if you'd like to have a performance by Aoife. They can hire you to do a solo act.
They
right?
can. What I've been doing lately is, and this is another project I've been working on, it's library gigs. It's about an hour-long program. And again, somebody had asked me to come in and talk about my background and my experience and combine it with some songs that I grew up with and songs that I love doing as well, some more contemporary stuff. So I started doing it and it's lovely. I share some poetry that my father taught me. I share stories from growing up and with him and what he taught me and these little country pubs that he used to bring me to in the middle of nowhere that didn't even have electricity and candles on the table. But all those memories, you know, at the time, of course, I was like, oh, 14, 15, going, what am I doing out here? But now when I look back, I am so grateful that he did that.
Experience.
And he used to say it to me, he'd say, you'll thank me one of these days.
There you
and
go.
I used to go, I'll never thank you, but I am. I'm thanking you now, Daddy.
All right, there you go. Well, speaking of Daddy, we have a piece of music that we want to go out with that is rather unique, and we'll let you explain that in a minute. But I want to make sure that I take the time to thank you for coming in today and being with us. It's been a long time, and we can't let it be so long next time. I know you're going to be making some trips abroad in the near future, but when you come back, maybe we can get you to come back and play some more music for us. But thanks again for coming in.
Well, thank you, Mike, for having me. It's a pleasure.
And let's go out with this last song, which is certainly, I think, my favorite of all the ones on your CDs. I have a little spot in my heart for this. Tell us about what it is.
It's a song called Kisses Sweeter Than Wine, and it's one that I used to sing with my father when he was alive. And we had made a recording right around the time I was doing my Silvery Moon CD. He's dying at the time, and he couldn't sing. He had a pulmonary fibrosis of the lungs, so... Eddie picked a song that he had recorded about a year before that, and I thought, you know, this song would be just perfect to finish off the CD and to dedicate the CD to him, because I knew he wasn't going to live much longer after that. So we put that song down. It's just a very simple version. We went into Eddie's studio, myself and my father, me and on the guitar and him on the banjo, and we just sang this song together, and I'm glad we got it on there.
It's a beautiful piece.
Yeah.
We'll listen to Kisses Sweeter Than Wine and then see the rest of you next week on Conducting Conversations.
Oh, kisses sweeter than wine. Oh, kisses sweeter than wine. When
I was a young man and never been kissed. I got a thinking it over what I had missed. I got me a girl, I kissed her and then, but oh Lord, I kissed her again. Oh, kisses sweeter than wine. Oh, kisses sweeter than wine.
He asked me to marry, be his sweet wife. We would be happy all of our lives. He begged and he pleaded like a natural man. Oh Lord, I gave him my hand.
Oh, kisses sweeter than wine. Oh, kisses sweeter than wine. I worked mighty hard and so did my wife, working hand in hand to make a good life. Corn in the fields and wheat in the bin. I was, oh Lord, the father of twins. Oh, kisses sweeter than wine. Oh, kisses sweeter than wine.
Our children numbered just about four. They all had sweethearts knocking at the door. They all got married, didn't hesitate. I was, oh Lord, the grandmother of eight.
Oh, kisses sweeter than wine. Oh, kisses sweeter than wine.
Now we're old and ready to go. We get to thinking what happened a long time ago.
We had a lot of kids and troubles and pain, but oh Lord, we do it again. Oh, kisses sweeter than wine. Oh, kisses sweeter than wine. Oh, kisses sweeter than wine.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.